where you feel like you just left too many points on the field maybe and didn't put enough on the board?
Yeah, to an extent. And every time you lose, you question whether or not you could have got more points on individual drives, no matter what the situation was. But, yeah, the bottom line is we didn't score enough points to win.
Were there plays you wish you had over Josh, one or two, maybe some open guys?
Yeah, no, there were a few. Obviously, the one on the right sideline going into Mike, Sante fell off because I was initially trying to get it to Taekwon and he's playing Mike and then falls off right at the last second. And that was one that, yeah, you wish you could just adjust it a little bit, get it down to Mike. But, in hindsight, we had other opportunities and didn't capitalize.
Were you kind of throwing that away or what was on the one to Mike?
Oh, no,
just get away from you?
It was actually a play that I was trying to get the ball to Taekwon and, about Asante Samuels, he's really good at baiting you into making throws, and that one, Taekwon's breaking out. He started jumping it at the last second, so I caught got an eye of him, put it out there, and just was a little far. So,
Jeff, they have the best record in the conference coming in. I mean, this is in some ways, given the score and a lot of other things, feel like kind of an opportunity you missed.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you go out and play, you know, at this point, we're looking strictly at the next game. It's a one game season. I mean, we're not looking at divisional opponents, that's stuff that'll take care of itself down the road. All we're doing is focusing on putting together the best performance we can against the team we have out there against us.
They did a good job containing Doug Martin today. How much did that hurt not having the balance that you've had up throughout the season?
It's hard to say. I haven't looked at the exact numbers, but they loaded the box. They did a lot kind of outside of their tendencies. And I think all in all, when you can contain a guy like Doug, a guy as explosive as Doug, that's saying a lot. And I know Doug had a few runs that he got away on, but it's tough. But at the same time, like I said, it doesn't. That's not the main issue. The main issue is just not scoring enough. You know, it's having those drives, driving down and going off the field with 3 points rather than with seven.
What did you think of Mike Williams? What did you think of Mike Williams' pass, the double pass?
Mike doesn't throw very many passes, and it's complete, so.
That's a win.
Yeah.
You only had 17 plays in the first half. How difficult was that? You maximized, you scored 10 points, but hard to do much with.
We know when it gets similar to when we play San Diego. You know, they have a very good offense. Their third down conversion rate is one of the highest in the league. So you know that, they're going to sustain some drives. They're going to go out and do the things, whether it's getting third and longs, they're going to convert at a high rate. And knowing that, you just know that, it's not going to be a game where you have ample chances, ample possessions. So what do we have? We had 3 possessions, 17 plays. And, I thought our defense did a tremendous job, holding them to 3 on that first drive and then the stand at the very end of the half, But, like I said, it's one of those games, it's even more amplified, the fact that you kick a field goal rather than score a touchdown. It's just frustrating, all in all. But, you gotta clap your hands, it's so frustrating. You talk about a great team in the Falcons versus a really good team in the Bucs, clashing run game, pass game. We made plays, but it just wasn't enough. But, the Falcons, like I said, they're a great team. We'll get another shot at them in 5 weeks, but today was their day.
Is it more unusual because when you guys have gotten turnovers, when your defense has given you the ball back, you scored a lot of touchdowns this year, maybe the best in the league. Does that make it even more strange for you?
You're talking about the third and one play where
you get a fumble and don't turn it into a touchdown. When your defense has given you the ball with turnovers, the interception, the sack fumble, you've been really good at converting those into touchdowns all year.
Yeah, no question. And I don't know. I'm trying to look back and see exactly what happened on third down. Our defense coming into this game versus a team with that many weapons, I thought those guys did a great job. And like you said, they gave us 2 turnovers, set us up in prime position, and we just couldn't get the touchdown. Just kicked way too many field goals.
Talk about the decision for Connor to try that long field goal. Were you surprised, Josh, or you agree with it? It was a long fourth down, right? It was fourth and one.
It would have been. It's one of those things that Connor's a great field goal kicker. You know, he has the range. You know, it's just putting that much stress and that sort of a kick on his back. You know, it's a tough kick for anyone to make. And but no, I think it was a great decision to let Connor try it, because I think more often than not he's gonna make extreme kicks like those.
You still got one more shot after that missed field goal with the Hail Mary at the end. What was the play design to go to? Or was it just throwing up and take a shot?
I mean, it's a Hail Mary. It's not necessarily a timing route, you know.
Is there anybody that's primary that you're trying to hit out there?
You just try to put it up in 5 yards from the back line and let them go get it, you know. Let them go after it. And it's kind of a 50-50 ball. You know, the Atlanta guys played it well. They were kind of waiting on it. It's really your only option at that point. And, they were able to break it up.
You've had a lot of success against Carolina, against New Orleans. For whatever reason, Atlanta lately seems. Is it really frustrating to lose to those guys? I mean, I know they've been a good team for a few years, but for whatever reason, the games are always close generally, except for last year at the end.
Yeah, no, it's anytime you lose a game, it's frustrating. Team you play twice, you get to know a lot of guys on the other side of the ball. It's definitely frustrating, but. I mean, each game, I mean, it's a new season, new game. You know, you have to look at it like that. You can't go into a game trying to do more just because Atlanta got you the last time. You have to look at it as a completely new game. You know, they've got a new D coordinator. They're mixing it up quite a bit. And I just got to go examine the film and find a way to go out and get the win next time.
Do you think this team will, I mean, it's easy to say, you got a tough task to go to Denver and play up there. There's still a lot of season left, but how do you think you'll respond? You haven't lost in over a month. How do you think your team will respond to this?
I think we'll be just fine. No, I think guys will go in, they'll go to work, continue to do their job, you know, continue to try to out-prepare themselves. And collectively, I think we have a very strong team. We hate to lose. Yeah, it's tough, but... No, we got a great group of guys. We got some great coaches. We're going to get prepared to take this thing to Denver.
Thanks, Josh. Hey. Thanks, Josh.